Hi, Sander. How are you? And what are the five tips to help one lead confidently on videos?
Very good question, Jill. Well, let's talk about these tips. You know, if you're interested in developing a video on yourself, for yourself, before a live audience, but feel a little timid in front of the camera, join the club. We all are. Okay, and I've done a lot of them. So let's talk about some of the tips that our listeners should really, really focus on. Okay, so some of these are kind of unusual, but they work, okay, given the fact that I've done a million of these things. Number one, meditate, okay? Put 2 feet on the ground, meditate a little bit, pick up your pen, look at your pen, that the focus is on your pen, and just meditate for 5 minutes before the video to keep yourself nice and calm. Okay, that's number one, meditation. Okay, two, outline the message. Outline your message. You know, don't pressure yourself to create the entire script and wind up sounding like a robot. You know, the bullet points will guide your presentation while still enabling you to speak with the spontaneity as you build out. You build them out in a very, very natural way during the filming. But remember, your vocal variety and facial expressions will also emote with great sincerity and inspire trust from your voters. Now, remember, this is very important. If you don't get them in the first two sentences, they will pull their computers out, pull their iPhones out, and start listening to that. So you got to get them up front. Your first two sentences really have to get them, or you're dead. You know, the commencement speech that I gave to the Fisher College last year, I got them up front. You know, so I said, so now what are you going to do following your graduation? What kind of interview skills do you have to get the right job? And boom, all of a sudden, you know, boom, boom, boom. They put their iPhones away and started to listen. So, two, set your body free. Elbow aside your performance anxiety. Your body posture and instinctive hand, arm, and other gestures will help you stay relaxed and positively supplement your message. So you just have to look cool up there. Remember, before you get up there, remember the look of Bill Clinton. If you're old enough to remember Bill Clinton, very calm up there, slight smile on his face, always that slight smile on his face grabbed everyone because it's a relationship. You have to build that relationship very, very, very quickly with this audience. Okay, next. Remember to breathe. If you don't take a slow, comfortable, full breath before making a point, it's not going to look good. You need to decrease the tension because it tense. You know, you're doing a video and it'll be before a live audience. So you have to decrease the tension and stay more focused. You know, your audience needs a moment of pause just as much as you do. So remember the Obama, how Obama spoke. Always a pause, always a slight pause between points. So you had a chance to breathe and the audience did too. Otherwise, racing through the presentation will dilute the effectiveness of your message. Okay. Next point, let your eyes do the talking too. While speaking, you know, loudly may project more confidence, nonverbal cues impact the quality of your conversation. When looking at the camera, visualize yourself speaking to a real person. You're not talking to a camera, you're talking to a real person. So you're keeping that, you know, slight smile on your face. You're speaking like Bill Clinton or Obama with that slight pause, and you're going to maintain eye contact. you kind of find yourself speaking to a real person, such as a friend or a family member. But remember, you got to maintain that eye contact in the video. Left, right, middle. Left, right, middle. If you keep remembering these tips, you'll be able to consume other videos in the same way that you produce in the future. But the key thing is, again, this is not written in any books, but meditate first for 5 minutes, okay? Both feet on the ground, looking at something like your pen. That's all you focus on. And you'll find yourself in a whole other way, a whole other state of mind. All right, that's about it. So good luck with your videos, our audience.
And the other thing that is complicated is that people get so used to now that everyone's running around with a camera and they take pictures of themselves. One of the things that happens is you get people think that that's the same thing when they actually go on camera. And yes. It is, for me, again, being experienced or old, it's another yes. way of putting it. It's the difference between.
Not old, just experienced.
Fine.
You're not old.
Experienced. For me, being experienced. It's the difference, for example, being a home cook and, being a chef in a restaurant.
Yes.
It's a completely different presentation. There's a completely different
exactly.
way. And I watch with dismay as people get themselves into difficulty because they're just – press conferences seem to be right. ubiquitous. You know,
yeah.
I watch a sporting event and you can't get past the interviewers and the people and the panelists talking about this and that. And you've got one video clip that sort of defines the entire – whatever experience or a person, people yeah. don't realize that it's out of context. It's just a snippet of the conversation. It's a moment, sure. you know, and so they tend to project all over that. It's just.
That's very true, Joan. How many times have we been in the audience when the speaker gets up, puts up a slide presentation, a video, and there are 18 different things on the video that you can't even read, and boom, it's over. I mean, you're just bored to death. You can't read it. He doesn't impress you, and
right,
comes your iPhone.
Right. No, you can tell the way people start moving. People start shifting. You start
yeah.
you can tell the minute that you've lost a room. The more important thing is that there are professionals who can in fact coach you and should.
Yes,
and
exactly.
and the we seem to have
good point, Jill. Very good point.
An assumption that everything is DIY. We've got these devices; we can do anything. You know, you don't have to hire a photographer. You don't have to do it. You can do this all yourself, and it ends up being a little awkward because,
right.
in fact, there are. I'm going to call them lanes. You know, there are existing structures for doing this. I watch again, you know, just with interest and with a mild amount of alarm,
right.
as people get themselves into, and I'm thinking specifically of Hong Kong and
yeah.
People get themselves into difficulty that it's really then hard to back away from.
Yes, absolutely. But you make a great point, Joe. A coach, very, very important. And for our listeners who are looking for a good presentation coach, as I had when I did the commencement speech, just give me a call, 917-873-7679, and I will recommend a great presentation coach to you.
All right. Thank you very much, Sandra Flaum, Leader's Edge.
Have a great day.